Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kazora. The NFL world got hyped over the league allowing players to finally wear the number zero. Admittedly, it's a pretty cool change for the largely no-fun league, and already some players have said they'll make the switch. That was the headline change exiting the owner meetings. But I got even more happy over another change, the roster cutdowns, and really it's the lack of a roster cutdown. After I'm sure listening to several of my terrible takes and tweets and comments over the years, the NFL will have now just one cutdown this summer. They'll carry their 90-man roster through the entirety of the preseason, and on August 29th, each team will slash and slice from 90 to 53, the week one max. Gone are the multiple cutdowns from 90 to 85 to 80 to 53, this weird trimming a couple at a time. It's a win for the little guy, the back end of the roster players trying to prove themselves as long as they can. A chance to play in all three preseason games to practice and give themselves as much tape as possible for their current team or perhaps a future one. All good things, especially knowing the NFL has already cut preseason games from 4 to 3, robbing players of that finale when reserves can state one final case. It's not often the little man is remembered by the NFL. Stars define how the league is shaped and functions, but this is a win for players, obviously, and a win for teams, no longer worried about depth being tested later in the summer. It allows them more time to evaluate too. Someone, somewhere, will make a roster or hang on to a practice squad spot because of this rule change, and I can't think of anything better than that. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.